building, with incongruous architectural features, such as a pillared colonnade and shuttered windows poking out into the slickness of the mall. I would definitely be going there. Next to that was a Timberland shop, an eye-popping facade of modernish trees that stretch across the front screaming concept and trendy. This showed the possibility for stores to be experimental within a mall, due to the lack of planning constraints and the effect of the weather. This was seen on the facade of the Zara store, which sat on a corner at the other end of the atrium. This appeared to be a spaceship that landed unsuspectingly in the Westfield. The entrance and windows were made from what appeared to be a dark brown metal and formed tunnels into the store. The planes of the facade were broken and played with, escaping from the typical glass box mode seen elsewhere. I sought an exit from the third floor. This was not openly provided. Escape was harder than ascent. A single escalator, that tool of ease of movement and convenience, sat within a glass box. I boarded this machine and glided downwards. I stepped off the escalator onto the second floor next to a Pizza Express. That mainstay of reliable and unthreatening eating experiences. The facade of the restaurant broke out into the balcony area with circular booths. I went further down back to the first floor. Hollister was aimed for with trepidation and excitement. The contrast of the openness of the mall to the dark and domestic interior of this store was surprising. An intimate atmosphere was aimed for and was slightly overwhelming. Aspiring models greeted us wearing flip-flops and polo shirts. A screen played films of surfing dudes and a scent, which was sold, was pumped into the air. Very much in the Abercrombie and Fitch mode. Palm leaves brushed against me and Hawaiian prints jostled for attention on the rails. A hasty exit was made. From here, I headed further down the main avenue towards Next to complete my circuit of the main mall. From Next, I turned a left onto the final avenue, which ended with a Foyles bookshop and Debenhams. I took an escalator down to the ground floor in order to make it back to the lower level of the atrium. I passed Debenhams, Carphone Warehouse, Virgin Media. From here, there were a selection of seemingly random stores, such as the Scoin Shop, which sold gold, Maliko, the Eyebrow Threading Shop, and Kathmandu. I continued down toward the beginning of my journey, the Ladies' Branch of All Saints, on the corner of the atrium.